Welcome to the Not the Model Minority podcast, a podcast about the unique careers and perspectives of Asian Americans. On today's episode of Not the Model Minority podcast, we will be talking to Joo-Hun Kim, a luxury retail executive who has worked with famous luxury brands such as Coach, Dior, Fendi, and more. Hi, everyone. This is Brian Yang, your host of the Not the Model Minority podcast. Today, I'll be talking to Joo-Hun Kim, who has a great deal of management experience for big fashion brands such as Dior, Fendi, Celine, and more. He is now currently a general manager at F&Co, focusing on the cosmetic market. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, so my first question is, what is your educational background?
Okay, I was born in Korea. I grew up in Seoul, South Korea. And I went to over there high school, college. So I studied Spanish and language literature in Korea University. And actually I majored for economics, but my second choice was the Spanish. So actually I was selected my second choice. Spanish, the reason I choose this one, English, of course, that's the global language, but after English, Spanish is the language who can use in many countries, such as the older countries in South America, except Brazil. Mm. And so that was very great experience for me to go to the experience outside Korea, because I was chosen to exchange student. So I went to, when I was in sophomore, I went to Colombia.
Wow.
La Universidad Javeriana as an exchange student for 6 months. Wow. So that was my first time to travel outside Korea, and it was a great experience to go there. And using my winter vacation, I went to Spain, many countries in Europe, and also Chile, Peru. So that was really opened my eyes. And then I also majored, double major, business administration when I was in Korea University. Mm-hmm. After my study in college, I went to Samsung Corporation trading company.
Oh.
And then I want to change my career more to luxury sector. That's why I went to business school called INSEAD. That's the business school in France. That's number one business school in Europe. So mm-hmm. I went to INSEAD, and then I studied over there MBA for 1 year. And then I start my career for luxury business, such as cosmetic and fashion.
Ah, okay. Wow.
Okay.
So like what interests you, like what is interesting to you about like the fashion and cosmetic businesses?
Okay, so I actually interested in like a more luxury.
Mm, okay.
So when I was in Samsung, I found out that many people in Korea, they buying some luxury products such as Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Hermes, that's all luxury. I found out that there are many demand in Asia. It's very fast growing sector. Because they want to be show their status, they want to be some luxury many product, fashion, cosmetic, other sectors. So I think that this is quite interesting, fast growing sector. So I was in, when I was in Samsung Corporation, I was in some project manager on big the sector, like petrochemical industry. But we normally participate in the bid, and then like a national project, we support their financing. But I found out that I'm very small part in a big machine. I want to be more hands-on business. So that's why I want to go for more consumer-oriented business. I think the luxury is quite interesting. That's why I went to business school in France. And after my business school, I applied for some Dior Cosmetics. That's part of the LVMH group. LVMH is Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy group. That's number one luxury group in the world. Mm. So I started my career after business school, the travel retail director for Dior Cosmetics. So I was in charge of the duty-free business in South Korea. So yeah, that's why interesting, because the fashion and cosmetic luxury business is very fast growing. Many women, many also men, they buy this luxury. So I found out that this is quite interesting to go that sector.
Wow, sounds very interesting. Sounds very, very like, I guess, like, what is it? Not like a different like kind of like take on like luxury is very interesting, like very like whole like different like level compared to like
Because luxury means that everyone, they want to buy some the dream come true, and luxury is not people normally buy, and then it's very rare. And so of course many people buy also in US the luxury, But more and more people, the number one luxury market growing fast in Asia. Japan, of course, is very mature market, and South Korea now, China is very fast growing luxury sector. So that's why many luxury brand, they set up their office and they are marketing focus on the Asian people, because the demand for luxury good, the Asian people much higher than any other country.
So like as you were saying, like I mentioned before, like what are some current trends in like the luxury business like right now, especially in Asia? It's big trends.
So, because I can say the beauty trend, especially in US, because I'm right now in US, because I moved here about 6 years ago, and then I was the GM for K-beauty, Korean beauty brand called Vanillaco. I'm the general manager. So currently, can I say a few trend in beauty in US market? I can say first one is about AI. You know, AI really the revolutionized beauty's industry, like other industry, such as the by increasing the efficiency, also creating more personalized experience. So I think AI will be become more hot trend, like other business, also in beauty, because they can make some more personalized services. Also, they can make some more personalized data for consumers. So I think will be AI will be very hot in the trend in the beauty industry, such as other sectors. Second thing I can say is more after pandemic, after COVID-19, actually in the beauty industry in US, there are big shift, be more prioritizing about the wellness and the mind and body. Because the pandemic, they are very tired. So they more focus on their wellness and then the strengthen their mind and body sector. So that's another big trend right now. And also the another trend is that make it more natural means that they want to be, you know, cosmetic. Of course, there are many some chemical in the, but now US consumer, they are very the concern, also very interested about the ingredient and how they are natural. So also like they are no chemical, no the natural no the animal test. So they want very the keen about the natural ingredient, the trend, make it more natural. That's another trend. Another trend is make it mini, meaning that the consumer, they are increased demand on the mini product because the cosmetic is expensive. So consumer, they want to try the mini product, affordable price. Mini product means small size. So after they try this mini product, if they like it, they go to buy the normal full size product. So there are quite a demand to a mini size. Yeah, I think that's kind of some several trend in US market.
Wow, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely. So I think you mentioned this a little bit before, but like how would you say like the luxury like brand market compares from the US to Asia? Like what are some like key differences?
It depends on the market. So also it depends on the brand. So for example, I work for the, you know, Coach. That's the US, one of the very well-known fashion brand in US. Many people in US, they say Coach is a luxury brand. But Asia and South Korea, no. Because when I was started my position as a GM in Coach brand, they believe they're like a French luxury brand, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Dior. They think that's the more luxury, and Coach is not really luxury because the Coach also they're selling their product in outlet. And then it can be seen there are many discounts. So when I started my position, the country manager for Coach in South Korea, I have to really the brand upgrading for Coach in South Korea. So what I did that Coach, we set up at the time the new modern luxury concept store. So it's important to show the Korean consumers the Coach, they are really luxury. So what's the best way? And then you can show them how the consumer meet the Coach product. They meet the Coach product in the store, in the department store. So I try to speed up the rollout of the new modern luxury concept store in South Korea, especially in the luxury department stores.
Oh.
Also, Coach, at the time they launched the Coach Prestige collection. So it's more elaborated fashion collection. So I set up some the pop-up store of the Coach Prestige collection line in the like a Galleria West, some luxury department store. So I want to show more luxury style collection to Korean consumers to change their mind. Coach is really some upgraded fashion style. Lastly, also I think it's important to show to more to the culturally to attach to Korean consumers. So I think the K-pop star, the Korean celebrity and K-drama. So I set up some Coach friends, some of the star of the K-pop group and K-drama, the talent. So they wear some Coach clothes and we do some event and also with some loyal customers. They show up. Also, we do some advertisement and with their some Coach friends with a K-pop star and Korean drama star. So that's really approach to Korean consumers in very friendly way. So that's what I did to change the Coach concept to more elaborated and more friendly brand to Korean consumers.
Wow, that sounds very really like tapping into like the whole like the I guess like the popular culture, like K-pop, K-drama really probably get.
Yeah, because Coach well known, but their well known is kind of some good price brand. But I want to more elaborate to Korean Coach, more fashion oriented, more luxury brand, premium brand versus their brand image in South Korea. So that's what I did when I was in country manager in South Korea. Of course, Coach here, very luxury brand, but in Asia, mostly consumer, they believe that French luxury is real luxury. So I want to change the another mind. Coach is really the approachable new luxury, the American brand to Korean consumers.
Oh, wow. I guess this is a segue. So like, what are some of the most interesting projects like you've worked on? Like, as you mentioned before, as you've worked on getting some of the Coach products with collaborating with the K-pop stars.
Yeah, that's one of those thing. Also another project, I also the GM for Longchamp. Longchamp is the French luxury brand. So I was the country manager in 2010 to 2014. So Longchamp is very well known, also French brand. But in South Korea, they are well known folding bag. Folding bag is like the handle is like a leather, but the bag itself is not leather. It's more like the vinyl is very easy to use because it's very the light. So that's the problem because the Longchamp, the heritage leather, but they only buy this folding bag, le pliage, we call that. So the pliage is good product, but it's very, how can I say, it's low price. And so we have to also change the Longchamp concept. It's actually not only this folding bag product and brand, it's more like a fashion-oriented, more leather brand. So actually we want to show not only bag in the store, like ready-to-wear. It means that not only the bag, but also we show some other product lanes, such as the woman's ready-to-wear and the jewelry and the other categories. So we want to show some as a total fashion brand, not only the bag brand. Also that's the something. Also our store not located in the luxury brand corner. So we try to negotiate department store, show them our new product. We bring them to Paris and also Longchamp, the flagship store, and to meeting with our CEO. And so we have to change their mind about Longchamp. It's real authentic leather fashion brand in France. So that kind of effort, we step by step move to Longchamp store, more premium space in the department store. So that kind of project to upgrading the brand, same like what I did in Coach, it was quite meaningful and good project for me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so final question is, so my question is more like dude, like the like in my podcast, the Not the Model Minority, like I tackle like some like the aspects of being Asian. It's like one of them is like so like expectations. Like I feel like in America, like parents expect their children, like Asian parents expect their children to go in like certain prestigious fields, like doctor, like lawyer. So like for you, did you feel like any pressure from your parents to go into certain fields?
So I was normally work mainly in South Korea before I moved to here, like mainly some luxury brand, LVMH Group and Longchamp and Coach. When I moved here, I'm now working for cosmetic for K beauty brand, Korean beauty brand. So I think the Asian American, I want to say luxury sector, because the luxury sector is quite growing. As I mentioned, also Asia, they are a very fast growing market. China, Korea, Taiwan, Japan, even like a new market, Vietnam and South East Asia, because that's the very big and important market for many luxury brand. But those brand, for example, also there are many some luxury brand in US, Coach, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren. But when they send some people to manage those markets, probably they prefer to send the American to those markets. But think about the Asian, like Asian American, they probably know the culture of those markets through their family, their parents. Also, many Asian American, they also speak their parents' language. Also, they fully understand here in US the culture because they are American. So I think that's one of the strengths, advantage for Asian American who working for Asian market for those American luxury brand compared with the other American. Because the reason is that, as I mentioned, it's important to you have to know their culture, those market, Asia. But Asian American, they know better than Caucasian because they grew up the Asian culture. They can speak many people, their language is very, very important. Because you have to understand those consumers, but also they are American, so they know here the culture. So I think that's kind of very strong advantage for Asian American who will be work in Asian market for those American luxury brand.
Oh, that's a great answer. Wow.
Yeah, also one more thing is that like a Japanese, we call J beauty like Japanese beauty, also K beauty, Korean beauty, even like a C beauty, China beauty. Because beauty in Asia, they are very sophisticated. Their skincare is very well known here. They are very strong base about Asian American. They like the Asian beauty. So many Asian beauty brand, they want to come into US market.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think more and more Asian brand will come into US market because US beauty market is worldwide number one market. Here, all the world, everywhere, US brand from Europe, from Asia, even from South America, they come to US market. We compete, very competitive market. But when the many Asian the brand who come to US market, they also looking for some people who working for their brand. And here, Asian American, they know American market, also they know Asian culture. So I think that's also a good fit for them to working for those Asian beauty brand, Asian fashion brand who will become to US market. So I think if Asian American who are interested in the luxury brand, cosmetic beauty, I think there are good potential because if those American luxury brand who come to US market, Asian market, they probably looking for someone like Asian American or vice versa, the Asian brand who come to US market. And then Asian American who are interested about those sector knows about the US market, that would be good asset for them. So if Asian American student who are interested about the beauty and fashion, I think that will be very good target, also some good the career choice, I believe. Yeah.
Oh wow, that definitely sounds great for students who are like interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because also, especially beauty, it does, even though last year we do some quite good growth in US market, also right now the consumption already slowed down, but you know, every woman, they love beauty, and even men right now, they use the cosmetics. So I think beauty industry is quite interesting, and I think some will be very constantly, I think, growing market. So someone who are interested about the beauty, consumer product, I think beauty sector will be very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Mr. Kim. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian, and have a wonderful weekend, and talk with you later.
All right, this has been the Not the Model Minority Podcast. Be sure to stay tuned in for the next one. Brian Yang signing off. Be sure to hit the follow button to never miss another episode of Not the Model Minority Podcast. See you next time.